Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Uvikulan, and by all karbanos which are eaten, the Kohanim are allowed to prepare the meat of the karban to eat in any way that they would like. Hakohanim rashoim l'shanes b'achilasim, the Kohanim can use various ways to prepare the meat for eating. Le'achlan saluyim, they can either eat it roasted, shalukim, they can eat it cooked for a very long time, to the extent that perhaps the meat even disintegrates and becomes more of a puree type of a substance, umevushalim, or just regular form of cooking the meat. Velasis lasechan tavli chulen, they can also put into the meat spices which are chulen, meaning non-hegdish spices, and as well tavli tiruma, spices which come from tiruma. Divi Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, Aimer Rabbi Meir says, Lo yitin l'tocha tavli tshuma. You may not use tavlin of tshuma, spices of tshuma. Why? Shela yaviu es hatiruma lidei psul. So that you shouldn't bring the tshuma to psul. So the Bartanur explains, because kudshim has to be eaten by a certain time. If it's eaten after that amount of time, it gets the status of noisar, and therefore it becomes forbidden. We have to take it to the Beis HaSreifa. So if you have tiruma, which is absorbed with the taste of the kudshim meat, then that spice must be consumed by the time that the karban must be eaten by. Otherwise, the taste of the karban, which is in the spice, becomes nicer. So by using spices of truma to flavor a karban, one is causing the truma to possibly have a shorter lifespan, that it would have to be consumed by the time that the karban would become nicer. And one should not bring truma to the possibility of becoming puzzle. Mishnah Ches. Amar Reb Shimon says, Im ra'isa shemen shumeschalik ba'azara. If one day you walk into the azara and you see that they're dividing out oil, they're rationing out oil to the Kohanim to eat. Eina tatzarech lishol mahu. You do not have to even ask, where did that oil come from? Ella, rather, you can automatically assume that ma'isa rekike minchos Yisrael. It's the leftover from the mincha, a minchas rikikin, which is, Bartanura says, a minchas ma'afa, which brings some challah and some, like, matzah type cake, and they would put oil with it, or oil on top of it, and the leftover oil that was brought with the mincha was divided to the kohanim to be eaten. So it's a leftover of a minchas ma'afa of a Yisrael, of a non-kohen. V'loik shemen shel metzeren, as well, would be the log of shemen, the measurement of oil brought by a mitzora, that after the Kohen takes the oil and puts it on the thumbs and the earlobes, then the leftover oil would be eaten by the Kohanim. Now, let's say you walk into the Azara and you see something else. You see, Im Re'isa Shemen Shu Nasan Al Gabi Ha'ishim. You see oil which is being put on top of the actual fire on the Mizbeach. As well, Eina Tavar Shai Lishol Mahu, you do not need to even investigate what it is, because you can automatically assume that Ela Maisa Rekike Menachas Kohanim, it's the leftovers of a Minchas Ma'afe of a Kohen, because the rule is that it's Kula Kalil, all the oil that's left over has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. O Minchas Kohen Mashiach, it would also be the leftover oil from the Mincha of a Kohen Mashiach. Now why should you assume that it's one of those and it's nothing else? She'ein misnadvin shemen. Because the rule is, no one can donate, can give a free will offering of oil. Oil has to come as an adjunct to an existing karban. So no one would just walk in and offer oil, so that wouldn't be an option. Therefore, you automatically would assume it's an adjunct to either the minchas Yisrael and the loig shemen of a mitzayra, which is being divided for consumption, or if it's being put on the Mizbeach, it must be the leftovers of a mincha, of a minchas mafe of a kohen, or a minchas kohen mashiach. Rabbi Tarfon Omer. However, Rabbi Tarfon says, misnadvin shemen. People are allowed to donate shemen. Therefore, you may not automatically know the source of this oil.